USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House may return this week to vote on a new economic aid package and change the rules that would allow for proxy voting in Congress. Democrat Majority Leader Steny Hoyer telling lawmakers to be prepared to return to Washington no earlier than Friday the 15th for a vote on two measures. The back and forth is continuing between the White House and Democrats in the House regarding what will be in this stimulus package. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin pushing for a payroll tax cut.
We're absolutely pushing for the payroll tax cut. It's an incentive to get people back to work. It's delivering money to the American public and to business in a very effective way.
The FDA is granting emergency use authorization for Abbott Laboratories' new COVID-19 antibody test. Abbott plans to ship nearly 30 million test kits this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has increased about 8 cents and now stands at $1.84 as oil prices continue to rebound. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Average gasoline prices are likely to continue to climb in the week ahead as more states reopen across the country as demand for gasoline continues to rally. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Across the country, the lowest average prices can be found in Oklahoma, where the statewide average is $1.45, followed by Arkansas at $1.46, Texas at $1.48. The priciest average gasoline can be found in Hawaii, where the statewide average is $3 per gallon, followed by California at $2.75 per gallon, and Nevada at $2.30 per gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
The Trump administration says China is backing hackers and spies as they attempt to steal U.S. research into treatments and vaccines for the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
South Korea is struggling to contain a new outbreak of coronavirus, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Just days after South Korea loosened its social distancing guidelines, a new COVID-19 cluster of infections has sprung up in the capital city of Seoul, tied to several nightclubs and bars. Health officials announced 13 additional cases on Friday that have been connected to a 29-year-old man who visited 5 nightlife venues in Seoul. Authorities say the man visited clubs and bars late last week before noticing any symptoms of the respiratory illness. He then tested positive on Wednesday and was admitted to a hospital. According to health officials, that one man may have come into contact with more than 1,500 people across the 5 venues over the weekend. The authorities are continuing to track down visitors at the clubs and publicly urging anyone who attended the venues that weekend to self-isolate and report any symptoms. In response to the new outbreak, the government has issued another nationwide ban, encouraging bars and nightclubs to suspend operations for another month.
NBC News is admitting wrongdoing after on Sunday's Meet the Press, they were caught presenting a deceptively edited clip of Attorney General Bill Barr. The official Meet the Press Twitter account saying that they inadvertently and inaccurately cut short a video clip of Attorney General Bill Barr's interview with CBS News before offering commentary and analysis. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.